So our first thing, then again, is that input is critical. Without input, there's no acquisition. That makes these contexts all the same. Now, a very important thing about all acquisition is that it demonstrates what's called a poverty of the stimulus argument. Have you heard this term before, poverty of the stimulus? This goes way back to Plato. It's called Plato's problem. The question fundamentally is how we all know stuff, okay, about lots of different things. How do we come to know things that we were never exposed to? Okay? Specifically in second language acquisition, we say that that mental grammar that we have is underdetermined by the input data. In other words, we know stuff about language that's not out there in the data. It's just not there. Okay? Specifically, we know what's ungrammatical. Okay, now I'm not talking about ungrammatical like, you know, who and whom or lay and lie and those kinds of things. I'm talking about ungrammatical in the sense of things that are literally impossible. Okay? Let's take a favorite construction that linguists like to use. Wanna. Perfectly good contraction in English, like, hey, you wanna go? We say it all the time, right? What's up? No, I don't want to study right now. Okay, so wanna is a good contraction. Can you contract just anywhere? Let me give you the sentence. Who do you want to invite to the party? Does that sound good or bad? Perfectly fine to use wanna there, right? How about who do you want to bring the potato chips to the party? You're a lot more hesitant than that when you're going, I don't think so. And you're right. Okay? How about this one? I've done it. Let's contract I in half. I've done it. Sound good? Okay. How about this sentence? This is not a contraction. I say, should I have done it? That's a good sentence, right? Can I say, should I have done it? Mm-mm. Okay. So there are places we can contract in English and places we can't contract. Now, if you look at these sentences, who do you want and who do you want, they start the same. Okay? And I can contract I've and I've done it, but I can't contract should I've done it. Okay? Why can't I do that? Okay? Nobody ever taught me that. Nobody ever taught you that. Okay? But you know it's impossible. That's what we call you're having knowledge beyond what's out there in the data. Okay? Because we only hear sentences like, who do you want to invite to the party? So on the basis of that kind of evidence alone, something's going on in our brains where we come to the conclusion that who do you want to bring the potato chips is impossible. How do we do that? That's poverty of the stimulus. Here's another one, my favorite. One of my favorites. How many times do you tell people that's not good English? Ain't, right? Maybe some of your ESL students, if they're learning on the street, come back and go, ain't, and you go, oh my God, I got to teach this person that ain't right. Get it? That ain't right. But listen to these two sentences. I ain't got none. I ain't have none. Which one sounds better to you? Yeah. The first one, right? So even though ain't might be stigmatized and you think that's ungrammatical, it's not ungrammatical. It's sociolinguistically marked, maybe, but it's not ungrammatical. I ain't have none is ungrammatical, okay? So we have internalized rules about ain't, even though we ain't supposed to use them, so that we know that I ain't have none is ungrammatical. How do we know that? Okay, that's poverty of the stimulus. We know stuff that we were never taught. We know stuff just based on the data that's out there and what comes to us. Now, in second language acquisition, guess what? There's abundant evidence for a positive, a poverty of the stimulus situation in SLA as well. This book by Lydia White, by the way, is fabulous if you want to get it. It's Cambridge University Press. Okay, do you want to see like a technical example in English real quick? I'll try to go through it fast. I don't want to blow your minds, but okay.